Hey, Calvary family, this is Pastor Michael Grove here on the Bible Reading app. And today is Sunday, April 21st, and we are here in the Bible Reading Plan, reading one chapter at a time. Now, today we get to go back to the Psalms. So excited to read today Psalm 36 and 37. Follow along if you can. Otherwise, let me read this over you, and in the end, I'll give you a quick thought before we end our time together. Here we go. Starting in Psalm 36. I have a message from God in my heart concerning the sinfulness of the wicked. There is no fear of God before their eyes. In their own eyes, they flatter themselves too much to detect or hate their sin. The words of their mouths are wicked and deceitful. They fail to act wisely or do good. Even on their beds, they plot evil. They commit themselves to a sinful course and do not reject what is wrong. Your love, Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies. Your righteousness is like the highest mountains, your justice like the great deep. You, Lord, preserve both people and animals. How priceless is your unfailing love, O God! People take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house. You give them drink from your river of delights. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. Continue your love to those who know you, your righteousness to the upright in heart. May the foot of the proud not come against me, nor the hand of the wicked drive me away. See how the evildoers lie fallen, thrown down, not able to rise. Psalm 37. Do not fret because of those who are evil or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret, it leads only to evil. For those who are evil will be destroyed, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. A little while, and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found. But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy peace and prosperity. The wicked plot against the righteous and gnash their teeth at them. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for He knows their day is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend the bow to bring down the poor and needy, to slay those whose ways are upright. But their swords will pierce their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. Better the little that the righteous have than the wealth of many wicked. For the power of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The blameless spend their days under the Lord's care, and their inheritance will endure forever. In times of disaster, they will not wither. In days of famine, they will enjoy plenty. But the wicked will perish. Though the Lord's enemies are like the flowers of the field, they will be consumed. They will go up in smoke. The wicked borrow and do not repay, but the righteous give generously. Those the Lord blesses will inherit the land, but those He curses will be destroyed. The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in Him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall. For the Lord upholds him with His hand. I was young, and now I am old. Yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging for bread. They are always generous and lend freely. Their children will be a blessing. Turn from evil and do good. Then you will dwell in the land forever. For the Lord loves the just and will not forsake His faithful ones. Wrongdoers will be completely destroyed. The offspring of the wicked will perish. The righteous will inherit the land and dwell in it forever. The mouths of the righteous utter wisdom, and their tongues speak what is just. The law of their God is in their hearts, their feet do not slip. The wicked lie in wait for the righteous, intent on putting them to death. But the Lord will not leave them in the power of the wicked or let them be condemned when brought to trial. Hope in the Lord and keep his way. He will exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are destroyed, you will see it. I have seen a wicked and ruthless man flourishing like a luxuriant native tree, but he soon passed away and was no more. Though I looked for him, he could not be found. Consider the blameless. Observe the upright. A future awaits those who seek peace, but all sinners will be destroyed. There will be no future for the wicked. The salvation of the righteous comes from the Lord. He is their stronghold in time of trouble. The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them, because they take refuge in him. This concludes the reading for today. Let me give you a quick thought before we end our time together. So I just want to pull out a couple of quick thoughts. First, let's go to Psalm 36. In just the first four verses, we see a little bit about what evil people are like. And it says things like, they flatter themselves too much to detect or hate their sin. The words of their mouth are wicked and deceitful. They fail to act wisely or do good. So what is being described here by David is people who just have wickedness inside of them. They are not seeking out what is right. And it says that their own eyes, they flatter themselves too much to even detect their own sin. Imagine being at a spot where you don't even realize your sin is sinful. Like when we think about that, we think about somebody who is just so evil and so gone that they don't care what they do. Kind of reminds me of the days of Noah, where everyone did what was evil in their own eyes, and they didn't care. And as we read stuff like this, it's so easy to think about other people and to think about what they're doing or what is wrong. But how often are we this type of person? Let's be honest. We all get to a spot where what we're doing might not be right, but we are able to justify it so easily. So David says that in their own eyes, they flatter themselves too much to detect or hate their sin. Imagine being at a spot where you can't even detect that you are full of sin. God help us to never get to that place. But then we get to verse 5 of chapter 36, and it completely shifts. It says, your love, Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies. Your righteousness is like the highest mountains, your justice like the great deep. You, Lord, preserve both people and animals. See, while all of us have this tendency to be full of sin, and quite often we're even in a spot where we don't even understand what sin that we have, God is still completely different. His righteousness is way above all others. It's like the highest mountains. His justice is like the great deep. And what is his desire? It's to preserve both people and animals. What David has done by contrasting these is showing you how profound the love of God really is. And that matters because that means that he has this love towards all people, including those that flatter themselves through their own eyes too much to even detect or hate their sin. See what David has done? He's so masterful in this. He has brought you to a spot of realizing how evil and how awful people can be, and yet he's contrasted that with how amazing and how high and righteous and holy God can really be. Then he reminds us that the Lord preserves both people and animals. So he is taking care of all people, even those that are against him. Last I checked, Romans tells us that while I was still a sinner, Christ died for me. That's the love of God towards those that are broken and evil. So he asks, Continue your love to those who know you, your righteousness to the upright in heart. Which brings us nicely to Psalm 37. And I just want to talk about one verse here because it's one of the most famous verses from this chapter. Verse 4 says, "Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." Now, people have often misquoted this verse, saying that God gives you the desires of your heart. No, he really doesn't. And I'm glad that he doesn't, because if he did, he would give me some really crazy things that I never should have had, even though I thought I wanted them. God is about protecting us, so when our heart wants something that it shouldn't, he won't give it to us. That's why the first part says, "Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." The second part of that sentence is contingent on the first. First, you have to take delight in the Lord. Then he will give you the desires of your heart. What does that look like and mean? Simply this: wanting what God wants, pursuing righteousness. What is righteousness? Well, it's the desire to have what is right. And if you can pursue what is right, if you can align yourself with God to say, "God, I want what you want," he will begin to align your heart with his. And inside of that, he will give you every desire of your heart. But no, he's not going to do that before you align with him. Why would he give you something that could ultimately destroy you? Instead, he's going to protect you. And so, you have to want what God wants if you want him to give you the desires of your heart. So align yourself with God today. Tell him, "God, I want what you want." Ask him to search you, to know you, to understand and reveal to you the things that you don't even realize are blocking you from the Lord. And as he cleanses your heart and aligns it with his, then he will give you every desire of your heart. So align your heart with God, want what he wants, and see what he does as he pours out every good gift from heaven above. That's all the time we have left for today. I love you, and God bless.